The February Scripture Writing Challenge podcast episode was the most downloaded episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. That encourages my heart so much. This tells me that there is a desire by the ladies who listen to this podcast to grow closer to the Lord through scripture writing. The overwhelming popularity of this episode affirms the deep desire within our community to draw closer to the Lord through the practice of scripture writing. It's so encouraging to see so many women developing the scripture writing habit and prioritizing their relationship with God. We will continue on a journey together in March with a new scripture writing topic and an expansion of the challenge. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Before we get started, I want to remind you of is about the new opportunity for you to jumpstart your work from home journey. It is the Unique Calling Mentorship. Discover your purpose by joining a vibrant community of Christians committed to aligning their skills and passions with God's calling. There are monthly mindset workshops, goal-setting challenges, laser coaching, and accountability to propel you towards success. I have teamed up with four other coaches to help you reach your work-from-home goals, overcome obstacles, and start earning an income from home. The mentorship is your roadmap to meaningful work-from-home opportunities. There's a special early bird discount until February 29th, so head over to the show notes and click on the link to learn more. Join now and take the first step towards fulfilling your unique calling and earning money from home. I'm so thankful that you're back for our second month of the Scripture Writing Challenge. This month's theme is going to be Walking in Wisdom, a Journey Through Proverbs. Before we talk about the new challenge, let's reflect on February's challenge. The theme was Follow the Path. I have also been participating in the Scripture Writing Challenge. I have been writing all the verses from the Follow the Way download for February. However, I need to apologize to you because I dropped the ball when it came to the Facebook accountability challenge. I did not follow through with a Facebook post where you could post the photos of your accountability sheet. Honestly, I struggle with social media. I know that Facebook only shows my post to a small portion of my followers. So I have decided not to do the Facebook portion of the accountability. But for now, if you have completed your February accountability challenge sheet and you would like that free download, you are welcome to send me a Facebook message or to send me a photo of your accountability sheet via email to hello@amyjarthur.com. That email address is also in the show notes. I also started out the month by posting pretty photos with the daily scripture writing. However, a friend of mine who is doing the challenge brought up a good point. She told me that it is easy just to read the scripture on Facebook and tell yourself that you read the scripture and skip opening up your Bible. And I thought that was so true. Sometimes I see scripture on Facebook and I'm busy and I was like, oh, read my scripture for the day. But my goal for this is for you to open up the Bible. There is something so special about opening a paper Bible with the thin pages. Many times they have gold on the edges. Opening the Bible is just one of my favorite things to do. So we are going to change up the scripture writing challenge this month, and we'll talk about that more later on in this episode. If you have not listened to episode 8 called The Scripture Writing Challenge, I suggest you go back and listen to that episode, keeping in mind all the things that I just said to you. Episode 8 will explain the who, what, when, where, why, and how of scripture writing. It is a foundational episode. If you signed up for last month's scripture writing, you will automatically receive the March challenge. If you have not signed up yet, please look at the show notes for the links. When you sign up, you'll receive an email with a PDF with this month's scripture verses. So now let's talk about the March Scripture Writing Challenge. We will be writing through the book of Proverbs. Our theme this month is Walking in Wisdom. We are going to walk through the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. It is one of my favorite books of the Bible. Several years ago, my pastor, who has since gone to be with the Lord, He taught us that the book of Proverbs has 31 chapters, one chapter for every day of the month. He encouraged us to read one chapter a day for the month. I have done that throughout the years several times, not every month, but several months out of the year. It has increased my faith and taught me so much about how to walk as a Christian. So this month, the challenge is not only to write the verse from the book of Proverbs, but also, since you have your Bible open to the chapter, you're going to also read the whole chapter. For example, on March 1st, the verse is Proverbs 1:5, "A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." You will write that verse, and then after that, I challenge you to read the entire chapter of Proverbs chapter 1. None of the chapters are over like 35 verses, I think. I just want to mention a few other things about the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs contrasts the wise and the foolish man. It also talks about following God versus following your heart and laziness versus diligence. The theme of the book of Proverbs is primarily focused on wisdom, righteousness, and practical guidance for living a good and successful life. Here are some of the main themes of the book of Proverbs. First, of course, is wisdom. Proverbs emphasizes the importance of seeking wisdom and understanding, which is presented as a valuable asset for living a fulfilling life. The theme is evident in so many verses, but I think my favorite one is Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get understanding. Another theme of Proverbs is righteousness. Proverbs teaches that righteous living is essential for a prosperous and blessed life. The book also contains contrasts of the path of the righteous with the path of the wicked. It highlights the benefits of living a righteous life and the consequences of following the paths of sin. For example, Proverbs 11:19 says, "As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his death." Those are some strong words. Another theme of Proverbs is discipline and self-control. Proverbs promotes the idea that self-discipline and restraint are necessary for personal growth and success. The book of Proverbs encourages readers to control their emotions, desires, and behaviors in order to avoid destructive habits and achieve their goals, something that's definitely missing in our society today. Here's an example. Proverbs 25:28 states, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." Back in Bible times, many cities had walls around them, and when the walls were broken down, the enemy was able to enter and to attack. Another theme of Proverbs is the value of hard work. Proverbs teaches that diligent and hard work are also essential for success and prosperity. The book encourages readers to embrace a strong work ethic and avoid laziness and idleness. Proverbs 14:23 says, "In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury." Penury is poverty. Finally, another theme of the book of Proverbs is humility and submission to God. Proverbs promotes the idea that true wisdom comes from recognizing and submitting to God's authority. The book encourages us to seek God's guidance and to humble ourselves before Him in order to receive His blessing and wisdom. Here are a couple of my favorite verses, Proverbs 3:5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." These are just a few of many themes that are woven throughout the book of Proverbs. It provides readers with practical guidance for living wise, righteous, and successful lives. So whether this is your first time reading through the book of Proverbs in a month or the 20th time, no doubt you will receive a blessing. If you only have the capacity to write your daily verse and not read the whole chapter, go ahead and do that. Do not skip the challenge if you don't have time to read the whole chapter. We are building habits. And by adding reading the whole chapter to writing the verse, we are doing something called habit stacking. If you don't know what habit stacking is, here's a brief summary. Habit stacking is a way to make new habits by linking them to things that you already do. For example, if you brush your teeth every morning, you can add a new habit like doing stretching right after. This helps you remember to do the new habit and makes it easier to stick to it. By doing small things together, you save time and make it easier to get things done. It's like building a routine where each step leads to the next. We do this in daily life without even thinking about it. But by doing it intentionally, you're making it simple and you keep and you start developing good habits. This method helps you to stay organized and makes it easier for you to reach your goals. So habit stacking is a smart way to build good habits into your daily life without feeling overwhelmed. Habit stacking was popularized by James Clear. He's the author and expert on habits and behavioral change. He wrote a great book called Atomic Habits, and if you haven't read it, I highly suggest it. So we are going to keep habit stacking over the next few months. Next month, we are going to add a gratitude challenge, and then in May, we're going to add a prayer challenge. You can add whichever habits that you would like, and perhaps you already practice these devotional habits. If so, these challenges will just help you breathe new life into the habits that you've already established and help you to grow closer to the Lord. As you know, faith and family are the heart of my mission. My desire is to help you earn money from home. But above that, my number one goal is to help you know and love the Savior more each day and to lead your children, no matter their age, to do the same. So here are the action steps for the March Scripture Writing Challenge. Number one, go to the show notes and click on the link to download the Scripture Writing Sheet and Challenge Sheet. If you participated in the February challenge, you will automatically receive an email with the March challenge. Number two, join the Facebook group for further instruction, encouragement, and accountability. I can't promise how often I'll show up, but feel free to post any encouragement, experience, or questions that you have. Number three, start writing your daily verses and reading your daily chapter in the book of Proverbs. And that's it. So head over to the show notes and click on the link to sign up for the download. If you have any questions or you don't see the email from me, you can always email me. Again, my email is in the show notes. Or you can visit my website, amyjarthur.com. Thank you so much for joining me in this short episode where we learned about the power of scripture writing and the wisdom from the book of Proverbs. Just like last month, I want to encourage you to share this episode with a friend who could use some encouragement and perhaps can join you in the Scripture Writing Challenge. I would love to hear how the Scripture Writing Challenge has impacted your life. So send me an email or head over to Facebook and message me there. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. I truly appreciate each and every one of you who listens in each time I release a new episode. And until next time, focus on your faith and family and grow closer to the Lord. And I will see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.